From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. For the second day in a row, a strong earthquake has rattled southern Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7 quake occurred near Kumamoto City around 1:25 local time Saturday. The Japanese Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami warning for the western coast of Kyushu after the quake, but canceled it a short time later. On Thursday, a magnitude 6.5 quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. The latest trembler comes amid the efforts of hundreds of rescue workers who were combing through rubble as dazed residents in the area work to restore normalcy to the quake-stricken region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited the aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis Friday as it sailed about 100 kilometers west of the Philippines. As VOA's Carla Babb reports, the secretary's visit was intended to re-emphasize the U.S. commitment to the South China Sea.
Carter took to the flight deck for air demonstrations from the crew, then went down to the hangar deck to thank a crowd of sailors for their service. And while China is characterizing the more robust U.S. military presence in the region as the cause of heightened tensions, Carter says that is backward thinking.
What's new is not an American carrier in this region. What's new is the context of tension which exists, which we want to reduce.
China claimed almost the entire South China Sea and is militarizing land features also claimed by the Philippines. Carla Babb, VOA News, aboard the USS John C. Stennis.
And this is VOA News. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry when he addressed a conference at the Vatican Friday. Sanders also criticized political leaders for making banks too big to fail during the 2008 world financial crisis.
We have seen on Wall Street that financial fraud became not only the norm in many ways, but the new business model, business as usual.
Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton campaigned at a senior center in Harlem. She said that she would provide more funding for housing subsidies for lower-income people.
Today, too many New Yorkers are struggling to pay rising rents. They're being priced out of communities where they've lived for years, pushed further away from jobs and quality schools and good transportation. And Latino and Black families are being hit the hardest.
The campaigning came after Thursday's feisty debate between the two Democratic contenders. They exchanged personal insults and tried to outshout one another, and they questioned each other's judgment and experience on issues ranging from the economy to foreign policy to climate change. The New York primary for both the Republicans and the Democrats is Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Monday in a key immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case, U.S. versus Texas, is about two Obama administration initiatives which offer protections to immigrants and allow them to work legally for a period of 2 years subject to renewal. The measures would protect young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. They would also extend deportation protection to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for several years. Belgium's transportation minister Jacqueline Galland resigned Friday after being accused of ignoring scathing EU reports on lapses in security at her country's airports. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after a secret EU report on the deplorable security conditions in Belgian airports was leaked to the media following last month's bombings that killed 32 people. Galland denied she was ever made aware of the reports, but a top official said he had clearly notified the transportation minister and her office of the matter. A down day on Wall Street. Stocks fell thanks to a decrease in the price of Apple stock and lower oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all lower. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.